Our busy Tuesday morning continues here on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, KODY, as we're pleased to welcome in Shay Caldwell joining us to talk about some events coming up here in the near future. Shay, thanks for taking time for us again.
Of course. Thanks for having me, as always.
Now, we have some fun events coming up in our downtown community here throughout the next several weeks, including the 30th. We have the Backyard Barbecue.
Yes, and that's kind of fun. I get to put on my foundation hat right now as president of the North Platte Public Schools Foundation. We do have that Backyard Barbecue on September 30th. We're still looking for teams. So if you have a passion for barbecue, and it doesn't have to just be barbecue.
Sure.
You can do a dessert if you want to.
Absolutely.
So I think one year we had deep fried Snicker bars.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That was really popular. So
I can imagine.
Yes. Yeah. So anything you want to bring out, we're taking on teams.
And then the 22nd, we're going to begin Change Wars for the school district,
right? Yep. We'll have Change Wars, and that'll be K through 12. So, yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun and some fun prizes involved with that. And the really cool thing about Change Wars is all of that money stays in our community and stays in those schools and in those classrooms.
Yeah. Dig in those couch cushions and clean out the cars, folks.
Oh, my. I remember, you know, back in the day when my sister and I would do that, you know, gas was like 99 cents a gallon. And you know, we'd scrounge for change to find enough for gas to get us to the local sub shop to buy a 99 cent sub.
Simpler times,
right?
Especially for the pocketbook.
Exactly.
Now, this week, Shay, we have some fun events going on throughout our community, too, as we're getting into rodeo season a little bit.
We are. The weather's cooling down. It seems like the weekend of the college rodeo, that's about the time we start busting out our hoodies. So it's starting to cool down a little bit. Although
it's getting dark earlier, too. Yeah. Did you notice that last night?
Yeah, that makes me sad, though.
I looked outside at like 8:30, and I was like, it looks like it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't going to work in the dark and leaving in the dark.
I agree.
I enjoy the sunshine.
I do, too. Especially when you get a little bit of it in the work day and can enjoy a little bit, too, when you get off for the day.
Exactly.
So anyway, you were saying about college season.
Yeah, it's the big kickoff. They started last week. Their first, they were on the road last week, those college rodeo kids, and they're on home turf this weekend. And so, you know, about 6 or 7 years ago, our middle daughter started dating a Hawaiian bull rider. He's a champion Hawaiian bull rider. You fast forward that 6 or 7 years, now they're married. He is the college rodeo coach, and we started buying bulls. And so we thought, what better way to do a fundraiser for this college rodeo team than to have our inaugural bull bash?
Yeah.
And so we're going to kick off rodeo weekend Thursday night. We're going to have that bull bash. Registrations were open to the community and surrounding community for bull riders. I think we have riders ranging anywhere in age from 16 on up to 30, 35 years old, somewhere around there. About 21 riders. And it's just strictly bull riding is what Thursday night will be. And the college rodeo team will be helping out. They'll be flanking bulls and doing some of that.
Cool.
And yeah, it's just, it's going to be a really, it's just a fun way to kick off rodeo season and to do another fundraiser for this team. So
how many bulls will we have out there participating?
I think right now we have 21. So 21 bulls, 21 riders.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Yep. You try not to, you know, have a bull ridden twice. So, So we're trying to, you know, spread that love.
Yep. And, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and it's just, you know, I'm not super, super familiar with the whole system and the way it goes. So thank goodness for Aukai, who's organized all of it. but really, they draw a bull. And whatever bull they draw, that's the one they ride. And so a nice cash prize for those that can stay on
And qualify for that 8 seconds.
Yep.
Awesome.
So for us, it's a really short amount of time. But for them, I'm sure it feels like a lifetime, that 8 seconds. They're just praying for that buzzer.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're watching, too, that's a long 8 seconds.
Yes. And I think you hold your breath the whole 8 seconds. So it's a good thing it's only 8 seconds. And it's a whole different ball game when you're watching your son-in-law on a bull.
Oh, if you're watching a loved one ride a bull.
Oh, yeah.
8 seconds is a lot longer for parents and loved ones than it is for the rider.
It really is. But, you know, and they're so talented. And, you know, they're young ladies and gentlemen that put their bodies at risk each time that they get on these animals.
Oh,
and, you know, and the practice that goes into it. And it's one of those under-recognized sports, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much in our community and in the Midwest, but in other areas.
Oh, yeah,
and
I would agree.
So if we can bring some recognition to these athletes, because they are. They're truly athletes.
They are, but the bull is just as much of an athlete, too, in the equation.
And that is so true, because, you know, you've got to feed them the right things. You've got to do, you know, it's so cute, because Alki always says, yeah, I got to get some more groceries on that one. So that's his way of saying, you know, he's got to get some weight on this particular bull. And just listening to the way he talks about the bulls, they're his kids, honestly. And so he's the primary caregiver to the bulls that we have. And Piper, she'll go out and she's got her days where she's got to grain them and water them and take care of them. And she's actually been flanking. So that's interesting. Watching her back there behind the cage and flanking those bulls, that's a little heart-stopping too sometimes.
You have some cowboy support out there too?
We do.
Awesome. Who's coming in?
We do. We've got a lot of different people coming in. So,
oh, cool.
It's one of those nights that it'll just be relaxing and fun and just it'll be entertainment as well as competition. So I really encourage families to come out. If you want to only come out to the bull riding event, it is $10.
Okay.
But if you want to support the college athletes and you want to also attend the two nights of the Mid Plains Community College Stampede.
Which is Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. There's a 3-night package for $20.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So you can get into all 3 nights for $20. There's concessions out there. And all of this, again, goes to help out this college rodeo team who primarily has to travel.
Yeah.
Because those rodeos are everywhere from Wyoming to South Dakota.
They're on the road a lot.
Right. So they've only got the one here. So, you know, it's expensive to when you're hauling animals and you're taking trailers. And
we're talking college students, too. They're not necessarily flush with cash.
Exactly. You know, they need accommodations, overnight accommodations, you know, the works. And so so anything that we can do to try to help out this team, then, you know, and we would love to fill those stands. Let's support those college athletes and show them that what this North Platte community does when we rally around and show our support.
Only $10 Thursday evening. That is some quality entertainment.
It is. Yep.
And then just an additional $10 to enjoy Friday and Saturday, too, full rodeo action.
Yeah, exactly.
So really good deal.
Yep. All 3 nights start at 7 p.m. out at the Wild West Arena. Whew, that's a mouthful this early in the morning. So you've got September 15th, 16th, and 17th, 7 p.m. Admission is $10 per night, or that 3-day pass again is $20. And children 10 and under are free.
Awesome.
Yeah. So bring out the family and you can just buy your tickets out at the gate.
Awesome. If folks want to learn more information about the event, how can they do so, Shane?
There is a Facebook event under the North Platte Community College Facebook page.
Cool.
There's posters all over town. They can reach out to Alki at Whitetail. He's at Whitetail during the day. So, or you can reach out to myself. And of course, you could always reach out to the college if you have more questions.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Shane?
No, just let's show our support and let's show up in droves for these, I call them kids. I know they're going to get so mad that I call them kids, but they're kids to me. So let's support these kids and, you know, all the hard work and practice that goes into this. Let's just fill those stands.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, great opportunities right here in North Platte at Buffalo Bills Wild West Arena. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.